It's Thursday, August 1, 2024.
My house is torn to shreds. I mean, my roof's there. My house is over there. My bedroom walls are down there. Absolute disaster.
Vermont slammed by second catastrophic flood in 3 weeks.
Anything that we breathe in goes to our lungs. It then gets into our bloodstream, and that's how it can have impact on other parts of our body, including the brain.
As wildfires rage in the West, new study finds wildfire smoke is more dangerous than we knew. Plus, wind and solar energy overtake fossil fuels for electricity production in Europe.
Of course, all of those stories and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
The hottest day ever recorded on Earth. Suck on that, dinosaurs. We can destroy the planet ourselves. We don't need an asteroid like you.
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desiree, the fires in the West continue to spread.
Yes, the U.S. West is grappling with dozens of wildfires raging after record-breaking heat waves and extremely dry conditions. Extreme fire events are striking more frequently across the western U.S. and Canada. In 2003, there were just 6 extreme fire events. In 2023, there were 67.
Wow, really?
In Colorado, at least one person has been killed as the state grapples with at least 3 major fires that have forced hundreds to evacuate. In California, where the massive Park Fire is tearing through areas that haven't seen fire in decades, the state has invested in clearing 1 million acres of forest a year to reduce dead vegetation and wildfire fuel. But that is likely not enough, according to wildfire ecology expert Hugh Stafford, in an interview with CBS.
We probably need to come a little bit closer to 3 to 4 million acres of treatment every year. This is an existential threat for ecosystems and people across the western U.S., and it needs to be taken as such.
There's also disturbing news on the health impacts of wildfire smoke. New research finds it's not only bad for your lungs, but can negatively affect brain health, a major concern as wildfires become more frequent due to man-made climate change. A new study released by the Alzheimer's Association this week found a link between increased exposure to wildfire smoke and an increased risk of dementia.
Really?
Wildfire smoke contains contaminants from everything that it burns, and it's more toxic than regular air pollution from other sources. Scientists think tiny microscopic particles within smoke can cross the barrier between the bloodstream and the brain, causing inflammation in the central nervous system. Experts recommend wearing a good quality N95 mask to protect against wildfire smoke.
We got to start wearing those masks again?
Yes.
MAGA's not going to be happy.
We go from fire in the West to rain in Vermont. A 1-in-1,000-year rainfall event generated another round of catastrophic flash floods there this week. The fast-rising waters destroyed roads and bridges, ripped homes apart, and triggered dozens of high-water rescues. In St. Johnsbury, Vermont, nearly 8 inches of rain fell in just 6 hours. It's Vermont's second major flood in less than a month after the remnants of Hurricane Beryl hit the same area. In southern India, search and rescue operations are underway after days of unusually intense rains set off multiple landslides that have killed at least 160 people. The Hindustan Times reports that climate scientists say the devastating landslides are, quote, the result of a combination of climate change, excessive mining, and the loss of forest cover in the region. India's disaster hits just days after torrential rains triggered multiple catastrophic landslides in Ethiopia that killed more than 250 people. But there is some brighter news.
Thank you.
In the U.S., wind energy is now generating more electricity than coal for the first time ever, according to the Energy Information Administration.
Very good.
And in the European Union, wind and solar have overtaken fossil-fueled power plants in generating electricity in the first half of 2024.
Even better.
According to a new analysis from climate think tank Ember, wind and solar power generated more electricity electricity than coal and natural gas for the first time ever in 2024, generating 30% of the European Union's electricity mix. The report found that Europe's accelerating shift away from polluting fossil fuels has cut its climate warming carbon emissions from the EU electricity sector by one-third since 2022, despite an uptick in electricity demand.
We'll get that barn door closed no matter how many horses have left the barn. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks, Mastodons, and sites still known as Twitter at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. To the fire.